What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Show, we're here with Edward Waters Tigers new head coach Cabral Huff with me here down in Jayville, Duval County. What's good, coach? How full of treating you, man? No income taxes, my brother. How's that doing, brother?
Things are great, man. We've gotten this ball rolling here to get rolling for this new year, and I'm excited, man. Excited about what's to come here at EWU, man. We are Duval, that's what we are, baby.
I hear there, brother. I hear it, man. Hey. We gonna make it happen for you, brother, for sure, man. And so let me ask you, man, going through this process, man, being in Jacksonville, close to Georgia, close to a lot of different places, you can draw a circle around it and get some places to find players, man. That's the right fit for you guys. Man, talk about location of EWU, man, and the how the people embraced you and what you're about, man.
Man, I think they have embraced what we're gonna bring to the table in terms of recruiting very well and in terms of everything. But recruiting wise, especially because we're going to definitely recruit Florida. That's going to be our home base. I don't like talking about putting a fence around it. We got too many schools in Florida, but we do got to recognize we're the only HBCU D2 in Florida. So we're going to use that to our advantage. And then we're going to kind of put a rectangle of recruiting. That's what I call it. That means where we're 6 hours away from or less. So we're 6 hours away from Miami. We're 6 hours away from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're 6 hours away or less from Atlanta, Georgia, and we're 6 hours away or less from Mobile, Alabama. So that's our rectangle of recruiting right there, man. And we're going to take advantage of it. I think we already have as we started this process, and we're going to continue to do that.
Do you feel with the way the portal is right now and how guys are missing on these high schools that they want a known commodity in the COVID year, and got a lot of old guys that is still in the mix, that you can get a high-quality high school guy right now that you usually – could previously at the D2 level?
I think you can, man. I think that's the advantage that we have right now is the ability to get some high school guys who are now being looked over because of the portal, because of COVID, because everybody wants to get older and stay older. So if we can get a high school guy that we feel can come in and possibly help us the first year, maybe even redshirt, we're going to take advantage of that opportunity. And I think we have in this recruiting class, and we will in upcoming recruiting classes. And I think high school players have to understand that. That is different than it was even 5 years ago. The portal wasn't the same. You had to sit out a year previously. You don't have to do that now. There are a lot of older guys because of the COVID. So now you got to look more into it, and you just can't say it's D1 or bust. And I think that used to be the mentality for a lot of high school guys. And now even at my level, we have to understand that if guys come in and we recruit guys, because we got to recruit guys that are better than our level. I just can't recruit a D2 guy. I got to recruit a guy who should be a D1 guy. You know what I'm saying? So if I recruit that guy, it may happen to be where 1 year, 2 years down the road, or 3 years down the road, he may have a possibility of moving up. And we want him to stay at Edward Waters. Believe me, we're going to do our best to keep him. But we got to understand where we are in recruiting right now and where we are in college basketball. There may be a possibility to move up. You know, we look just in our conference in the player of the year who was at Fort Valley State. You know, he moved up to go D1 after 2 years. So it's possible. And we explain that to our recruits that if you can come in and do what you're supposed to do, possibilities are endless. And I think we have to change our mindset of coaches as coaches. And we've done that, my staff and I, taking this job at EWU.
No doubt, man. And for you, Coach Huff, what are going to be some pulls of your program, the kind of young men you want to bring to EWU to be part of what you're doing down there in Duval County?
Man, we talk about guys that want to become us, that want to be part of a family. You know, we really think being at the HBCU and being at EWU, you're part of a family. So it's bigger than the 4 years you're here. It's more about the 40 years afterwards. You know, you telling me, hey, I'm getting married, Coach. Hey, I've got a kid on the way, Coach. Just telling me about your life even after you play. So we want those guys that want to become us. We want guys who want to achieve in the classroom. It's about graduation, man. You know, we're talking about bringing these young men here, especially if they're freshmen coming in at 18, you know, 17, 18, 19, so they can get a degree. You know, that paper when they walk across the stage is just as big as any win that we can get. So we want guys who want to graduate, who want to be Tigers. And then we want guys who can play now. So we want guys who are long, athletic, that can shoot the basketball. We call them playmakers of monsters. So our 1 through 4s, we want to be playmakers, guys who can make plays for themselves or others at the rim, in the paint, and at the three-point line. And then we want monsters, you know, that five-man who can control the glass, control the paint defensively, rim run. We can throw it to him in the post and he can get the job done. But those are the kind of things that we're looking for with our recruits.
And, Coach, the SIAC, man, is a great league, man. It's definitely deep. I know I got two right here in my backyard, Morehouse and Clark's. I'll see one of them spots. I don't know which one. We'll figure it out. But I'll see one of them spots, brother. I'm not going to Fort Valley or Albany State anytime soon. I'm Atlanta guy through and through. I don't have to go to South Georgia. I got to, brother. But I'll see one of them. About the SIAC.
Hey, man, you got to get outside of 285 now. It's great basketball outside of 285, but the SIAC is great. You know, as a graduate of Morehouse College, I know about it pretty well. I mean, you're talking about two teams and Miles and Tuskegee who went to the NCAA Division II tournament last year. You talk about Benedict, who's always very good. You talk about Morehouse in itself, you know, who I graduated from, who always has talent and a great recruiting base. You talk about Clark Atlanta, who has, you know, a new coach, Alfred Jordan, who's going to get that thing rolling. He was there his first year last year. He's going to get that thing rolling. You talk about my former boss, who I worked for at Alcorn State, who's the head coach at Fort Valley State. You talk about Albany State. You talk about, you know, your Spring Hills. This is a great conference from top to bottom. Kentucky State with Coach Jackson. A great conference from top to bottom that I think sometimes get overlooked. Not just the SIAC, but also the CIAA, because we're the HBCU conferences in Division II, and a lot of times they don't understand how tough our league is. They don't understand how good these coaches and these players are. And you talk about our league, the SIAC, I have nothing but respect for this league, these coaches, these young men that play in it. You've got Division I transfers. You got guys who are, you know, top 100 sometimes in the nation when they came out of high school. It's a great league. And I think if you really sit down and go watch some of those games and spend time talking to these coaches, you'll understand that.
No doubt. That's what I try to do on my show. As you know, Coach, man, look good. They only talk to you all if y'all win or something bad happens.
Right.
See, as a Tennessee State grad, I know all that's about. So I got a platform had it for 15 years. I'm going to make sure I highlight HBCUs on my show because I own my own show. It's myself who I want to have on the show, not nobody else. I ask myself, and I do it that way, Coach. Just being the boss man I am.
We appreciate it, man. I think the more exposure that we can get, even now, so with what's going on in this nation, you know, them changing affirmative action. So why not go to HBCU? Why not come to Edward Waters? Why not be a Tiger? That's what I'll tell anybody. We've got great things going on. Our president, Dr. A. Zachary Faison, our athletic director, one of the female athletic directors in this nation, especially here at EWU, Dr. Ivana Rich. We've got great things going on at our institution, and we want people to come on campus and see what we have going on here in Jacksonville, Florida. You know, there's no disrespect to anybody else here in Jacksonville. I respect those guys so much, but I also understand that Duval County, who it serves, we serve the, you know, the population here in Duval is African American, and we're the HBCU that's in Duval County. So we've got to do a better job of making sure people understand who we are and what we're about. And that's what my staff and I are going to do, as well as try to get wins on that basketball court, more importantly.
No doubt. You want to make sure you're gainfully employed.
Right.
And like you said, and you all are a private HBCU. No, I went to Tennessee State. That's a state HBCU. Now, mm-hmm. we're underfunded like you know what, but mm-hmm. we have some boosts from state funds. You all are private. Mm-hmm. You have to get it from different sources than we do. So you don't understand when you're a private HBCU, it's a little bit different story than it is when you're a public like Tennessee State, still getting unfunded, but you still getting some money from the state government that you're in.
Right, right. And I think that's where it comes down to having the right administration. And again, that's part of the reason why I'm here. A great administration, a great faculty and staff. That's why I became a Tiger myself. So I tell that to any parent that's listening. And I put it frankly, you may not get everything that you want, but that's in life. But you're going to have everything that you need. And if I can have everything that I need, then we can work on the things that we want. And I think that sets the course for us here at EWU.
No doubt, Coach. And so for you, man, how's it been meeting the guys what you brought in, man, and meeting the guys you may retain and kind of getting in part of that EWU family? Because every university is like a family. How yeah. cool has it been to be part of that family, them accepting you, man, and these players, get to know these players and their families? And as you said, man, be there for them, make this a 40-year relationship, not 4 years, but 40-year relationship, both and beyond.
Man, it's been great, man, meeting the guys from the team previously last year, but also, you know, the guys that we're bringing in, you know, having them come on campus. You know, I had one parent tell me, they said, Coach, I would have never known you had only been here, it was a month ago, say a month, because you knew everything about as much as you could about the campus and probably even more than some people who have been here. But that's how you indoctrinate yourself when you come into a community. So it's been great really diving into these young men, getting to know them, not just our recruits, but a young man who won this team last year, and having them understand that it's about love and grace. Like, we're going to love them hard, right? Which means we're going to be on them. They got to go to class. They got to do things right. And if they don't do things right, they're going to be held accountable. But we're going to have some grace, because I'm not going to make the right play call every day. I'm not going to sub the right way every time. So they're going to make some mistakes too, whether on the court, and sometimes they're going to make some in life. But we're going to have the love and grace to work through this thing and to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And I think the alumni and the people in the city and even people outside the city, you know, when we've been out on this road recruiting, we've been stopped numerous times as a staff to say, is that Edward Waters? Oh, my God, I'm so happy to see you. Like, people have never seen us out before, so that's been great. We've seen, you know, football recruits' families when we went out to eat after recruiting said, my son's coming there. Can you guys take care of him just like Coach Morgan will, even though he's a football coach and you're the basketball coach? We sure can. So it's been really great, man, to get out and embrace what EWU is about, because it has a history like no other that I don't think has been told before. And we're going to try to do a great job on the men's basketball side of telling our story at EWU.
No doubt, Coach. Man, it's bad for you. When did you decide you want to get into coaching, man? This is a different. My dad's a coach, so I kind of know what it's about, mm-hmm. man. But what point did you say, hey, I want to be getting this coaching business, man, to help young men out, man?
Man, it was crazy because I was a student at Morehouse and I was coaching my church league team. And I realized that's what I really had a passion for. I really went to school to be in journalism, to maybe be sitting in your seat one day, you know, sports talk radio or somewhere on TV. And I just realized that my passion was really helping these young men and using the game of basketball to help them. And so I started taking classes at Spelman, education classes. And then I did Teach for America. And my love grew from there, man. And I knew right then when I was coaching that church league team, guys that weren't that much younger than me, maybe 2-3 years, that's where my passion for coaching came from. And one of my best friends who I grew up with, Paul McKibbins, he reminded me here lately a few months ago. He said, "You always said that you were going to do this." And I didn't remember this. I had no clue that I said that I was going to do this. And he reminded me of that. He said, "You said you were going to do this when we were growing up, and here you are." And so I've known a long time. Some people don't know a long time ago. Some people just kind of get into it, you know, after they stop playing. I kind of knew while I still was playing. So that's kind of how I got into this business.
And see, my degree is business, and I didn't have no thoughts about doing radio, but they had me on to kind of talk about some football, basketball, and kind of just, you know, one thing led to another. Came a co-host, and I was doing, then I got my own show, which is 2 to 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Nobody listened to me but the truckers, deers, and so I moved from there to 11 to 2, the quiet storm shift, I guess you could say. So I feel you, Coach, but I didn't see it happening this way either. So trust and believe, I didn't have this into my plans at all. I just got here some way, somehow, through hard work and dedication.
I mean, that's what it's all about, hard work, dedication, and allowing not our plan, but God's plan.
No doubt, Coach. I got one more for you, brother. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some cool food spots in Duval County, man. How many times you can say a beach down there, man?
Oh, man, the beach has been lovely. This is actually the first weekend that we won't be out recruiting, so I'm going to try to get some time to spend on the beach this weekend. But if you're down here, man, that great seafood, but you better check out Ocean Street Tacos. It's in downtown Jacksonville. I will give that place a pub every day. Any kind of taco you want, a little bit different. They're not just going to give you the shrimp taco or the fish taco. They might give you the beef brisket taco. You know, they might give you the mac and cheese taco. I'm telling you, it's on point. Place that you got to go. That's going to be the one right there. It was one of the first places I went. And I think every week I got to make me a stop by there some kind of way.
No doubt, man. Well, look, I'm going to come down and see, you know, I'm real close to Coach Driscoll and Coach Mincy, so yes, I come down there. So now I'm going to come see you, Coach. Down there, I'm going to make sure I see all three of y'all. While I'm in town.
Well, how about you do this? You get to see Coach Mincy maybe after our game, but me and Coach Driscoll, we do play December 5th now, so that might be a great time if you want to come on down to Jacksonville.
No doubt, man. Hey, all y'all, are, look, I'm going to make sure I do that. As long as the Atlanta Hawks ain't playing that day, I can do it.
Hey, man, we're supposed to be here all day if I start talking Atlanta Hawks, man.
Hey, me and you both. But, Coach, man, I'm going to number offline and stay in contact with each other, brother. But it's funny how we've been Facebook friends for years, man. And that's
I know. Crazy how it works, right?
Hey, it's crazy, but we figured it out, Coach. We got together there. We good there, brother.
We good, man. So anytime you need me, just let me know.
All right, Coach. Appreciate you, my guy. It was fun, man.
Same here, man. Always.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.